by Joe Sixpack.
Right. There's one thing that we need to keep in mind is that while the media engine and the media engine technology is open source, the idea of open sourcing a codec is actually kind of an oxymoron, mainly because codecs by their nature are very patent-based things. You know, a lot of the technology that goes into codecs is not owned by any single company. There are big patent pools that are owned by many, many different companies.
Are we wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
So there is the MPEG LA consortium owns, you know, the MPEG patents. So it's a big patent pool, and Apple, for instance, you know, owns a bunch of patents that form MPEG-4. And all these companies together have formed a consortium where, you know, you license from them the right to use MPEG-4 for your applications. So if Real decided to open source some codec, that's going to be very difficult to do because a lot of codecs have a lot of cross-licensing and cross-patenting going on. So the Real did the next best thing, which is open sourcing the media framework and the many transports that it requires to get media and services to get from one place to another place. So the media engine is open source. The various protocols that you require are also open source. The motivations for a company like Real to do this is because given how big the brand name Real is and how much content in the world is in the Real formats, it was very difficult for a company the size of Real, I mean it's about 1,000 people, for that sized company to actually go and work with every single partner who wanted to work with us. Right, there's Sony, there's, you know, Samsung, Toshiba, everybody who would want to work, optimize Real for their platforms, you know. Many, many companies coming to us and saying, we want Real on our thing, you know, we want to be able to do something with your technology. And a company like Real has to focus on certain areas that they are good at. And a lot of cases, you miss out on a lot of business opportunities. And like you said, you know, a lot of the problems with having non-standard architectures and non-standard codecs is that, you know, people get tied into a particular technology and the focus becomes more on the technology or the software and less on what the consumer actually wants, you know, the content. So from that point of view, one of the things that really struck Real Networks was the fact that, you know, open source was a great way of getting all these partners that wanted to work with us to do their thing without actually having to go through creating partnerships every single time, right? They can go to the community. Helix community is the place where we have open sourced all this stuff. They can go to the community. They can, you know, read through the open source licenses that we have. There are two kinds of licenses, and they can pick whichever one is appropriate for what their purpose is. And they can go from there. You know, they can participate in the community. They can contribute back the changes that they have made.